Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
Things are bad on the Colorado River, and we all may have to cut back on water.
That will be bloody.
Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
Don't set your scale on fire just yet. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Congratulations, you've kicked your smoking habit after years of trying. You've gained health benefits, but also some weight? Some former smokers have gained up to 20 pounds after quitting. What's to blame? Enter Laville Fleur and colleagues from the Weizmann Institute of Science. They wondered if quitting smoking affects normal gut bacteria to cause cold turkey weight gain. They treated some mice with antibiotics to kill their gut bacteria and left others untreated. Next, they exposed both groups to cigarette smoke. After stopping the exposure, they looked for any weight differences. Results? During smoke exposure, none of the mice gained weight. But 2 weeks after exposure, the antibiotic-treated mice, those without gut bacteria, had gained 20% of their weight. But the mice who kept their gut bacteria, they gained almost 30%. The researchers hope that targeted antibiotic treatments could help former smokers manage some of their post-quitting pounds. Leave it to science to smoke out this troublemaking bacteria.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and LAist, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.
LAist has a new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of some of your favorite LA restaurants to find out how and why they do what they do. I'm Austin Cross. Join me for the first event where we'll explore how restaurants help make a neighborhood and we'll all have something delicious to eat afterwards. It's May 22nd at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at las.com/events.